Hey, I know this is totally random, but do you mind if I sit with you? I couldn't help but notice that you were sitting alone, and I happened to be on my lunch break alone. So, I mean, why not keep each other company for a bit, Oh, thank you. It's nice to meet you. No. I usually never do this kind of thing. But listen, I come to this coffee shop pretty much every day, and I've never seen any cute guys who caught my eye. Until now, of course. Sorry, that was kind of corny as hell. But you're super hot. I just couldn't resist approaching you. Can I get you a coffee or anything? You've already had one. That's no worries. I'll just have to get you one next time, yeah? So, what brings you to this cafe all by yourself anyway? Oh, this is your first time here? Yeah, it usually gets crazy busy around this time. And then that busyness usually draws in the curious passerbys, like yourself. But hey, I'm glad it worked on you. Did the coffee at least live up to your expectations? Nice. But I bet all this attention you're getting right now is the best part of the experience, huh? Maybe you'll have to give this place a 5-star review. Oh no, I just sound like I'm advertising for the place. No, but for real, they do have really good coffee here. And really cute customers, apparently. Look, I'll be honest, you're like totally my type. I mean, looks-wise, it's not like I really know anything about you, but Oh, no, I'm not looking for anything serious at the moment, just something casual, you know. Oh, no, like something more like a friends with benefits kind of situation. I'm sorry if that's TMI, we literally just met, but oh, I mean, not that I'm taking applications or anything, but I mean, if you were interested, I wouldn't be opposed, let's just say that. Okay. I'll stop aggressively hitting on you now. What if I just do this instead? Hey, it's okay. No one can see. It's a good thing these tables have extra long tablecloths, huh? You know, it's pretty interesting though. The moment I put my foot against your cock, you are already hard. Were you getting turned on just from our small talk? Would it really be so bad if I just kept rubbing you like this without it being too suspicious? Can you keep a straight face for me? Come on, you can do better than that. I know it feels good, but you're gonna have to pull yourself together here. You don't want everyone in this cafe knowing you're getting robbed off under the table, right? Yeah, neither do I. So just keep your eyes on me and play it cool. Do you have any plans after this? Just going home? That's perfect. You can easily get changed after that. Oh, you know, just in case you make a mess in your pants. It wouldn't be the end of the world if you did. Just a slight inconvenience for you. A worthwhile price to pay for how good this feels, don't you think? Don't worry, no one can hear us. Just take a look around. Every single person in here is already preoccupied with their own lives, sipping and chatting away. No one knows that I'm getting you off under the table with my foot. Just relax and let it happen. And keep your eyes on me. I wonder just how many rubs it'll take till you blow your load in your pants. I can already feel you throbbing. This is really getting you whacked up, huh? I'm gonna rub a little faster now, okay? Keep your eyes on me. Like that. I'm gonna make you come right here in the middle of this cafe. Promise you'll keep a straight face for me. Go on, practice. I wanna see you just look like nothing's going on. Just a straight face, like you're just having a regular conversation with me. Nothing out of the ordinary, of course. Hey, that's better. There you go. Seeing you squirm ever so slyly is making me so fucking wet. I wish I could just get under the table and start sucking your cock instead. But that'd be too obvious. Sadly. That's like a huge fantasy of mine, to suck a guy off under a table. But in practice, I mean, how would I even get under the table in the first place without everyone looking at me and noticing that I don't come out until, you know, 5 minutes later, or, I don't know, maybe even 2 minutes. You do seem a bit easily excitable, which I love. But it seems like my feet are doing a pretty good job anyway, huh? I can feel you throbbing a lot more often now. Especially when I focus a little more pressure right over the head of your cock. Just relax. You're breathing a little too hard now. Just, sit back, relax, and blow your load whenever you need to. Don't think about anything else. Just focus on how fucking good I feel. I cannot wait to see you try to hold your composure while you empty every last drop of cum you have into your underwear. You know what? I'm gonna count you down from 10. When I get to 1, I just want you to fucking explode, okay? Can you do that for me? Shh, stay quiet from now on. Just listen to me count while I rub your cock, and then come for me. Something tells me you're really good at following instructions. Ready? Gonna rub a little faster now. 10. You can feel your orgasm building up now. 9. Hold it in. 8. 7. You're almost there. 6. 5. Not yet. 4. You're about to go over the edge. 3. 2. Remember to hold your composure. 1. Come now. Let it all out. Go ahead and empty your load into your pants. Come hard for me. Yeah. Good. I can feel it throbbing under my foot. Oh, fuck. Wow. You did an amazing job. You hardly even let out a little squirm. I'm surprised at how well you were able to hold it all together. Can you believe we just did that? And not a single person here suspected anything. Well, I truly wasn't expecting my day to end up like this. Nonetheless, I'm really glad it happened. This was really fun, and I hate to leave you hanging. But my lunch break is up now, so I've actually got to get back to work. Okay? And, I mean, you probably want to get home ASAP anyway to change your pants, right? Yeah, sorry about the mess. It was so awesome to meet you, though. How about I see you here again tomorrow? Same time? And then maybe we can have an actual coffee date, yeah? Okay, cool. I'll see you then. Bye.